Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Hey, why so sad?
Oh, nothing really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
One, two, three, four.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about. See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
Offered through the First Nations and Indigenous Studies Program, FNIS 401G, Indigenous Law and the Settler State, is a three-credit course being taught by New Channel scholar Johnny Mack in Term 2.
This course will focus on the relationships between Indigenous law, state law, and policy, whilst taking up key issues of their legal agency in the lawmaking process. Please visit fnis.arts.ubc.ca for more information.
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants!
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... three times bigger than this.
Ooh.
And good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was kind of a dancey track from a group called Claptone, kind of a house electronic group. And they're out on the PIAS record label, which is played against Sam Records, if I'm not mistaken. Really great pop label, but they also have a few electronic artists as well. Anyways, that track is featuring Pete Bjorn and John. That track was called Puppet Theater, and it's off the new album called Charmer. And once again, there's a group called Claptone, and I do believe they're based out of Germany. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and playing a little bit of kind of a dancey electronic to start off your evening. But later on, we'll get into a couple of kind of a guitar-y, drone-y, and experimental tracks in a later hour. But we'll keep going with a little bit more electronic albums. And the first of which is, well, I originally wanted to play my top 10 albums this week, but I fortunately just wasn't able to get around to it. I have my albums picked, but I just haven't been able to put them together in an assembled form and still kind of meet the requirements for Canadian stuff like that. So probably in the new year, you're going to be hearing my top 10 list. But for now, we'll just kind of go over some new music that has come into the station recently. And one recent album that I've been checking out is some albums on the Fact Magazine Top 50 album. And one album I just started checking out was something from a guy named Julio Bashmore, making some pretty dancey pop. And you're going to hear a track off his album called Knockin' Boots. You'll hear a track called Holdin' On. And then after that, you're going to hear a brand new album into the station from Yacht. It's called I Thought the Future Would Be Cooler. And you'll hear a track off of that called Matter. And if you listen to the CBC Spark podcast, these guys were featured on a recent episode on interesting ways people are putting out albums nowadays. And Yacht are definitely doing that. They put a whole bunch of really cool websites that you can check out. One of them is called playitself.la. So if you just type that into your browser, you can find a whole bunch of cool stuff. All kinds of different stuff that they put out for this album. It's kind of an incentive to pick it up in different formats. Anyways, check out more stuff on this new Yacht album, but you're going to hear a track off of that. But anyways, first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Julio Bashmore. This track is called Holding On.
It's all frozen, it's all frozen, it's all frozen. Shindig, CITR's annual band competition, is in its 30th year of promoting new, local bands and providing great prizes. Shindig happens every Tuesday at Pat's Pub and Brewhouse at 403 East Hastings. So come check out the talent while they compete to win studio time, features in Discorder magazine, buttons, merch, and more. Enjoy locally made beer, pool, and CITR's DJ spinning after the bands.
Shindig Night Nine is happening this Tuesday, December 15th, featuring the Psychic Alliance, Making Strangers, and Bright Red Kite. Cover is $6 at the door, and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details.
One, two, three, four.
The 30th Annual Blues for Christmas Concert, bringing together the best of Vancouver's blues community, will be held on Sunday, December 20th at 7:30 at the Commodore Ballroom. This year's lineup features Jim Burns, David Gogo, Johnny Ferreira and the Swing Machine, Steve Kozak's West Coast All-Stars, the Bobcats, Brainchild, and more. Show proceeds go to the Drew Burns Commodore Musicians Fund, providing funding for musicians in need and those pursuing future music studies. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.ca.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, kind of a dancey set. There you heard something from Yacht and the new album called I Thought the Future Would Be Cooler, and you heard the track called Matter. And check out their album website. See, I think if you check out teamyacht.com, you can check out all the different websites that they put together to release this album. And prior to that, you heard something from Julio Bashmore with a track called Holdin' On off the Knockin' Boots album, one of the featured albums on the Fact Magazine Top 50. Really, really great list. I've been kind of working my way through some of the albums that I haven't heard. And if you haven't checked it out, check it out at factmag.com. And once again, that's their Top 50 album list. And that one came in at number 24. And hopefully we can get some more to them later in the hour, but we'll see what we can fit in. So I mentioned we're going to hear some kind of garagey oriented indie guitar pens. Anyways, you're going to hear something from a band out of Eastern Canada called Little You, Little Me. And these guys are based out of, on their Bandcamp it says St. John. They have an album called I'd Watch It Till the Day It Died. And you're going to hear a track off of that called There's a Lot I Don't Understand. After that, a band out of Montreal called Traces that just sent into our station, a CD to the station. And you'll hear a track off of that called Water Table, and it's off a self-titled album. And check out their Bandcamp at traces.bandcamp.com. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM out of St. John, this is something from Little You, Little Me. We'll be right back. we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was a band called Traces out of Montreal. You hear the track called Water Table. Check them out at tracestraces.bandcamp.com. And prior to that, you heard something from Little You, Little Me out of St. John's with a track called There's a Lot I Don't Understand off the I'd Watch the Day Till It Died. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock, and I'm going to be with you for about another half hour or so. And you're going to hear a band I've been pretty stoked to check out. They're called Sheer Agony. They have a new album called Masterpiece that just came into the station. You're going to hear a track off of that called Darker. And I do believe these guys are based out of Montreal, if I'm not mistaken. And you can check them out at sheeragony.bandcamp.com. And once again, the new album is called Masterpiece, and it's out on a record label called Couple Skate Records. Check them out at coupleskaterecords.com. And then after that, you're going to hear a band I've been meaning to play for a while. They're called Ultimate Painting, and they have an album out called Green Lines. These guys are based out of London, and you're going to hear a track called I've Got the Sanction Blues. Really amazing guitar work on this. They kind of remind me a whole lot of like Pavement and Silver Jews, but I guess they get a lot of comparisons to a lot of other bands. Anyways, check out more stuff from Ultimate Painting, and finally getting around to playing them after discovering them a while ago. Anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is the new album from Sheer Agony. back, that was something from Ultimate Painting. That was a track called I've Got the Sanctioned Blues off the Green Lines album. And prior to that, you heard something from Sheer Agony out of Montreal with a track called Darker off the album called Masterpiece. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And up next, we're going to get to a little bit more experimental stuff that I'd mentioned. And you're going to hear something from Tanya Tagak. And she's featured on a compilation that just came into the station called Canada Now. Features some pretty interesting stuff. They got some album or some artists like Equideck, Chris Dirksen, Delhi to Dublin. So it's a pretty wide range of stuff. It's not just experimental, it's just all over the place. But from Tanya Tagak, her Animism album, you'll hear a track called Umungak. And this is the 2014 album Animism that came out. And it won the Polaris Prize as well as a Juno Award. So that's pretty amazing that that album picked up the Polaris Prize, which was after that you can hear something from a new CD to the station from PC Worship, and this is on I think a Brooklyn group, and they're out on the Northern Spy record label. Check them out at northernspyrecords.com. It's pretty droney and experimental stuff, and it'll be a kind of a longer form track called Basement Hysteria, and it's the title track of the album. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Tanya Tagak.
Mm.
on December 18th for one night only. Come see formerly on hiatus Vancouver band SSRIs reunite live at the Wise Hall. The lineup will feature the membership of the 2010 LP Effeminate Godzilla-sized wind chimes. Don't go see Star Wars, come see SSRI's reunion show. Guest bands include TV Ugly, Blessed, and Redrick Sultan. Tickets are $10. Check out the SSRIs on Facebook for more information. This is one night only, so don't miss out.
Unearthing the depths of contemporary cassettes and vinyl underground, ranging from DIY bedroom pop and garage rock all the way to harsh noise and, of course, drone. Pop Drone, every Wednesday at 10 to 11:30 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
My advice to young girls would be, go home after school.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was something from PC Worship. And you heard a track called Basement Hysteria. And those guys are based out of Brooklyn, and a new album just came out on Northern Spy Records. Prior to that was something from Tanya Tagaq with a track off the Canada Now compilation, and that was a track off her 2014 album called Animism. You heard the track called Umingmak, I should say. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone. And we got about, 10 minutes left on the program, so I'm going to try to cram in as much as we can. You're going to hear something from a artist out of Eastern Canada called Merganizer. And they have an album out called Mirror Maze. And it's a work of a guy named, Micah Posen, who has done some work with Timber Tambor, Forest City Lovers, but is doing his own string work on this album. Anyways, you can hear a track off of that called something called Songs Without Words. And then after that, you're probably going to hear something from the new Arca album, which just came out on Mute Records. You can hear a track off of that called Vanity. And this is a producer that's worked with, I do believe, Bjork. And possibly did some work on the FKA Twigs album. And once again, that's a new album from Arca. One of the albums featured on the Fact Magazine Top 50 Albums of the Year. So I'm going to be checking out some more of that in the coming weeks. So if you don't hear back from me, stay tuned. I'll be back in the new year. I'll be taking a couple weeks off to coincide with the holiday break. But keep it locked on CITR and make sure you got it tuned in all the time. And check out the website, CITR.ca, and you can find out all kinds of podcasts and playlists and all kinds of different stuff like that. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Merganser, I should say, and they track off an album called Mirror Maze. This track is called Songs Without Words.
Mendelssohn, where do
Hey, eating sustainably is important, but not always affordable. Luckily, Sprouts has not one, but two on-campus cafes that serve organic, earth-friendly, locally produced meals at prices that don't make you want to cry. Stop by Sprouts Cafe in the basement.